Welcome to the BFA Life Podcast. Join us as we explore our school's global impact, get to know the families we serve, and catch a glimpse of God at work. Welcome to another episode here of BFA Life Podcast. I'm Alisa, and I'm so excited for you to get to hear this episode today with Maddie. Her family has a long legacy of being connected here at BFA, which you'll get to hear about in this episode. She's also had a lot of influence and impact in her time here, so we're just so excited for you to get to hear a student's perspective as she is walking through her junior year. So without further ado, here's the episode. Maddie, thanks so much for joining us today and taking time out of your study hall to come record this. Could you share a little bit about who you are with those listening?
Yes, so I'm Maddie Williford, and I'm a junior at BFA. And I've grown up here in Germany all my life as well. Yeah.
Awesome. Tell us, Maddie, because I know, but those listening don't know. Actually, I probably don't know as much as I think I know about the history of your family with BFA. Because you're not the first Williford or the first of your family to come to BFA. So kind of tell us, like, for your family tree and how it relates to BFA.
Okay. So should I start from like the very beginning?
Sure. Yeah, let's hear it. I want to hear about it too.
I just quizzed my mom this morning about it because I was like, oh, I should know this. And so basically my great-grandpa, Hildur Jantz, he and his three other brothers, they had a heart for Germany and they were in Canada. So then they came over on, like, right after World War II, they came over on a ship and, like, took all their families with them, including my grandma. And then they moved over here, and it was, like, a week or two long trip, I think, on a boat. And then they started, well, because they weren't allowed to come to Germany because of the war.
Yeah.
So then they had to move to Basel, Switzerland. So then they started a school, well, they took a teacher with them. And so then the teacher just, like, taught all the cousins and kids in a kitchen. And so then my grandma was, like, the first student of BFA, but it was, like, in a kitchen in Basel. Mm-hmm. And then it somehow, I don't really know this part, but it somehow moved to Germany. And then my mom also went to BFA here. And, yeah, like, my whole family, my mom, all my uncles, and then both my brothers as well, all went to BFA here.
Okay. Yeah. So cool.
Third generation.
I was going to say, I want to hear more, but I want the audience to know, listening, that I asked you to join this podcast purely because of how cool I think you are. I did not know the history.
Actually?
And then, when I mentioned it to someone, they're like, Alisa, make sure, like, she shares a little bit of the backstory, which I think is so neat because I think, one, just again, I've just seen that your influence at here at BFA, but also these are the stories that are so neat to hear and remember, like, our roots.
Yeah.
So,
we always talk about the Jantz team, how BFA started, like, and it's really cool that almost 70 years later, since the initial BFA, or whatever it was called, the Jantz team school that started in the kitchen, here we are. And we have a third generation BFAer graduating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your brother's already graduated.
Yeah.
That's just a really cool story.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell us about Maddie of today.
Maddie tell us about of today.
Your... What are you involved in at BFA, extracurricular-wise, student life-wise? How's your experience been? Yeah, just tell us about...
So basically, I mean, the last 2 years I was involved with student council, and then this year I didn't do it just because I had a lot of other stuff going on. And so at BFA, I was involved with basketball last season, and I'm also involved, like, with small groups and, like, all of the normal stuff, I guess, that you do. And I'm also athletic assistant.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
You are.
Like a TA this year. And I help out Mr. Turner with that type of stuff and just, like, cleaning stuff with the gym. And then some, like, administrative stuff, I guess. And then I'm also, I mean, I'm more involved with my church as well, because it's not a part of BFA, but my parents are pastors of a church, and so I can't do, like, everything at BFA that I'd want to, just because I do a lot of stuff at church as well. So, yeah, that's kind of it right now, yeah.
So you mentioned your parents are pastors of a nearby church. Because I'm curious, like, you said your great-grandpa came over with his brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after that whole ministry, your family stuck around.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are still here.
Yeah.
So, and the, we've seen the pictures of the Jan's team, like, big tent events.
Quartet, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And, like, the big tent ministry and the music ministry.
Yeah.
What has kept your family throughout the generations here? Mm-hmm. You mentioned your parents are pastors, but what about the other family members?
I mean, so my grandparents are also still here, and they actually founded the church that my parents took over then. Mm-hmm. And so the only family members that are here right now is my family, so like my parents and, well, my brother just moved away. Mm-hmm. But it's my parents and then also my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And kind of just kept us here because of the church. I mean, and this is also our home.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. both of my uncles moved away because of, they met people in college and then they just stayed in the States. Mm. But we stayed here just because we have a heart for Germany. Mm. And yeah, I guess my grandparents, this is also just their home. They have like all of their church friends and just everything, just the German culture as well. And I think we just feel very much at home here, and I'm actually thinking of moving here as well after college. That's what my plan is right now.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Your grandparents grew up here, your parents grew up here.
Exactly.
You grew up here.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandma and my mom. But
your grandma and your mom. Right.
My grandpa and my dad moved over here then.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Share more about the church they're involved with and your involvement with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the church right now is, we just started a bilingual service during COVID, and so we're trying to get also like English community in there, like from Basel. I mean, BFA people are also always welcome. And so Basel people who like are international and just don't have a good church. And yeah, so right now I'm a part of the youth worship team and also the like normal worship team on Sunday mornings. And I have also been a part of the kids ministry for, I don't know, like 7 years
yeah.
or however long since,
since
I was a kid.
Since you've been a kid, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of always just grown up in that, yeah. But otherwise, yeah, those are, it's kind of weird because I have like two lives, like my church life and then also the BFA life. And so I really balance like both groups of friends, I guess. Mm. Yeah. But BFA is definitely like more of my home because I'm here 5 days a week.
Yeah. And you guys live in the Condren area,
yeah,
correct?
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What does that look like, merging those two lives? Because a lot of students, this is especially maybe a dorm student, like they go to church at BFCF here on campus, and like there's not as much different circles to run in. So what does that look like?
I think sometimes it's a little hard to like pick and choose, because sometimes like I can't go to a BFA event because I'm at a church event. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I just kind of have to make a decision like which one I want to prioritize right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so like this Friday night, instead of like hanging out with my BFA friends, I'm going to an event at my church. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So like just kind of making sure that I prioritize both equally, because both are so important to me. And so sometimes like I have to miss like a spring party or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's why I actually didn't do student council this year, is because I wasn't able to miss very many events last 2 years in order to go to my church events. So yeah, just kind of prioritizing which ones I want to go to and kind of trying to do it equally.
Sure.
Which doesn't always work out, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you want to move back here after university. So you want to go to the university in the States.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, did you mention, before we hit record, you mentioned, where were you going to go to the university?
I'm thinking about, or I've kind of decided to go to Highlands College.
Okay.
In Alabama.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And then after that, coming back here, what does life look like?
So, yeah, that's kind of, I mean, of course, unknown.
Sure.
'Cause it's,
of course.
Yeah, so far away still. But what I'm planning, kind of like what I've always planned, is coming back here and then working for my parents' church. And then maybe in the future taking it over. I don't know, third generation maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not sure yet, but
that's really
kind of
great.
The plan. Yeah.
I love, now that I have kids of my own, what am I trying to say? When parents are in ministry, I grew up, my parents are missionaries, right?
Aren't they also
and
pastors?
Are what's
they
that?
Are they pastors?
They were church planters
okay.
for a while. Now they do member care for their mission.
Mm.
So they take care of, like, I don't know how many hundreds of people in Europe. But, yeah, just to, I can see how, like, as a parent, when you've devoted your life to serving the Lord in a vocational sense, like, that is your full-time ministry, then to have your children, like, have a passion for that. That's really cool, Maddie, about your passion to come and sustain the ministry that has been passed down from your grandparents to your parents. And yeah, I pray that happens. Like, and if it doesn't, that's okay too.
Yeah.
But just the heart that you have to come and serve and help your parents and maybe carry on the ministry. Because I felt that tension as an MK. Like, when I went to college, I actually had the mindset of, well, I don't have to be a missionary because my grandparents were missionaries too.
Okay.
And my parents were missionaries. And I'm like, that doesn't have to be me. That doesn't have to define me, you know, right?
Yeah.
And I very quickly just kind of crashed and burned my freshman year because I was totally trying to swim upstream against the Lord's will for my life.
Yeah.
And so when I finally submitted to the call that the Lord was calling me to in to do full-time ministry as well, I'm not saying it was smooth sailing and that it's been easy, but I just think it's really great when, yeah, when that passion and that heart and that calling is passed down through generations.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I think what's neat too is what I'm hearing from you say is this is your life. Like, it's not like this, like, well, I go to church and this is what I do. It's like, this is my community and this is my heart for this area to know the Lord.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's, I mean, it is probably the number one reason I serve here at BFA, why I want to be here is because I see these MKs, these TCKs that one, just need to be loved and know who they are in Christ. And two, I can see how the Lord uses their childhood to then set them up for ways to go and bring those, the good news to other places or just to back to where they grew up. Like you're already set up in language. You already understand culture. You understand even just how flexible you have to be to live overseas when you're an expat. And so I just get so passionate about and so excited to see when God is orchestrating in our students at an early age. Just this great commission hope of like, how can I keep spreading the gospel in these places? So I'm just stoked. I'm like, this is a great encouragement to me.
Did you grow up as an MK?
Yeah, I did as well. Yeah, I grew up in Mexico
for a few years.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, I think that's why I see I see it in myself. I see and like my parents set me up in a beautiful way. I mean, obviously they didn't do everything perfectly, but they set a foundation and they've also been such an encouragement, like, for me to be here. Like, they're so excited that missions is happening and that BFA is supporting those families that they're just like, they get it, which I'm really thankful for. So, what does that look like to live out your faith here at BFA?
I think majority of my, like, faith life has kind of developed at my church, and then bringing that over to school as well is, it's cool just because, like, the two different kind of cultures also mix together. And so I think just having conversations with friends and also, like, learning about their backgrounds and their backgrounds of faith and what they believe, because there's so many different cultures and different, backgrounds here. And so sometimes, like, having discussions about the differences in what we believe is also good just to, like, develop our own understanding. And so I think mainly is it just kind of comes from the conversations that we have with each other. All of my friends, we just, I feel like we all have the same kind of want for, just growing in our relationship with God. And so we all just kind of, like, I feel like lots of times just conversations come up naturally. And then also chapels and small groups is something really big, I think, at BFA, is just like having those intentional times where we can have conversation. I think small groups is a really big part of that.
Yeah, you have a neat one.
Yeah, I have a really good one.
Got to see you guys interacting at high school retreat just a few weeks ago. And it's cool to see, even just to see small groups in general in their junior and senior year.
Yeah.
Just the tight-knit, like, looking out for each other, but also, like, being able to just laugh and even have other friends outside of it. Yeah, what has small groups looked like this year as a junior?
Mm-hmm. We have had one completely new person come and join our small group this year, which has been really great. Yeah. Just having like a new face in there. And I think sometimes, like, because we're such a close knit group, then having somebody else join, it's sometimes a little bit hard. Like, okay, we have to like invite somebody else new. And so I think that's also been like a learning curve for us. But I think it's also been really great just because, yeah, she also brings in different sides of where she comes from. And then we also have somebody who was with us freshman year, but then left sophomore year, but now she's back as well. Yeah, it's been fun getting to know her again.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Have you ever led a small group?
I have not. Okay. No. I've had other opportunities, but not done an official one, which I admire these leaders, the way they serve week after week.
Yeah.
A lot. I love it.
Definitely.
So basketball is a big part of your life, I would say, and especially connected here to VFA. I like how you casually mentioned you're involved in it. You are like a phenomenal basketball player and probably our lead scorer if I did the stats. What has basketball just been something you grew up with? Because, again, you've lived here your whole life, and sometimes it's hard to for those listening to know that, like, sports it's not like in America or North America where you can do something from age 8 and you're in all the little leagues. Like, there's not as much here. So what has that looked like?
I mean, Luke, my oldest brother, he also played basketball at BFA, and he's like always been really into it. And I grew up just playing with him. We had like a basketball hoop outside of our house where we used to live. And so I just kind of grew up always messing around with him and just kind of, when I was like a little girl, just kind of shooting around. And then I actually didn't join a basketball team until seventh grade year of middle school because there was no other place that I could play. I mean, there could have been a German club that I could have joined, but just, convenience wise, it was just the easiest just to join at BFA. And then eighth grade year, there was COVID. So then I couldn't join the team. And then I joined freshman year then again at BFA. And then COVID was kind of still there, so we didn't like go to tournament in most of our games, but it was still season. So then freshman, sophomore, and junior, I was a part of it.
Yeah, and you're a point guard, correct?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
What has that experience been like being a part of the basketball team here at BFA?
I think it's one of my favorite parts of BFA, just the whole sports aspect, because I feel like you can become really good friends with all of your teammates because of all the time that you spend together. Because it's not just like you go on Saturday and then just go for like the game and then come back home, but it's like you leave like, or at least for basketball, you leave like Friday afternoon or morning even, and then spend the night there and then come Saturday night back home. And so all the bus rides have been really fun, and just learning from coaches and getting close with my coaches as well has been very learning from my coaches has been very profitable. Just like learning all of like the life skills as well, as long as basketball skills, but just learning how to have good sportsmanship. I think this year was the biggest learning time for me on how to have good sportsmanship, just because I think this year I became even more competitive than I am. I think Coach Carroll had a little effect on me.
Sure.
And just like controlling myself and still being kind to the refs and everything. And so I think that's also like, a huge part of it is learning more about your character and how to grow in that, which is really cool.
It's so important. Mm-hmm. There's so many character building
definitely
things about being in team sports.
Yeah.
It's so valuable.
Yeah.
I'm really, pleased that we get to offer that to students.
Did you guys
multiple
play?
Sports seasons.
Yeah.
I did not.
Okay.
And that's probably one of the biggest regrets I have of my time at BFA.
Oh,
I loved you forgot I was a BFA student. Yeah, I was at BFA from 2006 to 2009, and I was in the worship team.
Yeah.
And the yearbook, and those are pretty much the two like big things that I kind of threw myself into.
Yeah.
Which was great. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Good learning experiences as well. But seeing the value of like, since I've been here as a staff member, mm-hmm. seeing the value of the sports
mm-hmm.
programs that we have and like the way students grow and develop.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, yeah. I wish I could have done
yeah.
that. And just even just the like the friends and the relationships
yeah.
you develop,
yeah.
the long bus rides and
yeah.
you have those common experiences of like encouraging each other out on the court.
Definitely.
And yeah, those are just all really valuable things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. I swam mm-hmm. and played water polo in high school.
Whoa, water.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So sadly we do not have swimming here at VFA,
yeah.
but I've gotten to coach volleyball and soccer
that's true, yeah.
in the last couple years. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really neat. And everything you said has been my experience
yeah.
of just getting to do life. Like when you asked about the small group, like I view coaching and working with our athletes as mm-hmm. kind of a part of the mm-hmm. way that I serve
yeah.
here at BFA. And so, yeah, it's been so, so good. But I'm all here for all the home games and no
yeah.
matter what the sport, it's it the way it brings our community together
mm-hmm.
and even just getting to see the joy in students who have never gotten to be on a team before. Like this past
mm-hmm.
Saturday, we had our first soccer game, girls soccer game, and we probably had four or five. That was their first game ever on girls varsity.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they just haven't had the opportunity
yeah,
to be on a team, but they have the skills.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep growing. But that was just really neat to,
yeah.
like, watch them figure it out. And even just the process of learning, I think it can go so – I mean, obviously, the Bible uses sports analogies of, like, running the race and
yeah.
those kinds of things. And I do feel like there's something to sports and the way that we can honor the Lord with our body that I've learned a lot. And
yeah.
it's neat to see that mm-hmm. being something that is available to students.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite class this year?
My favorite class is probably jazz band.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like a academic class, I guess, but I think it's just, yeah, really fun. I've been able to learn jazz piano more because I play classical, but just being able to learn jazz piano has been really fun. Yeah. And the whole
that's so cool.
music part.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
jazz
you also
band.
Grew up playing music, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drums
yeah.
mostly.
Okay.
But yeah, it is totally a different thing to do jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at jazz drums by any means.
Okay.
But I'm like, yeah, you
love
go.
To see it. Yeah.
You go, girl. Like, that must be so different from classical piano.
Yeah, definitely.
And I've heard you guys rehearsing. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
yeah.
Who teaches that one?
Mr. Cocking does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So fun.
Yeah.
And we just had the Honors Music Festival. Were you a part of that as
oh,
well?
Yeah.
I was not.
Okay.
Yeah. I was
no
in
worries.
The States actually with my brother.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. Welcome back.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Because that was like just this past week, right?
Yeah.
yeah
I got
okay.
back 2 days ago.
Okay.
okay.
yeah.
You don't seem like you're jet lagging. You seem like ready
yeah,
to go.
You should have seen me this morning. I'm good.
The classic.
Yeah, yeah definitely.
So you have like a year and a half left here at BFA.
Yeah.
What is like your hope it will look like?
I feel like looking back at this year, it's gone by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking forward, it's like it's almost over as well. And so knowing that that's what it's probably going to feel like this time next
mm-hmm.
year, but then knowing that it's like going to be completely over, which is kind of sad to think about. But I'm also really excited, like just to also go to the States to college. But I think looking at what I want like my BFA life to look like, I think just like being... I mean, I feel like this is kind of like what everybody says, but like being more intentional with like who I hang out with and who I spend time with. And I think it's like really easy like to have like a big group of friends and always like hang out with a whole bunch of people. But then really just like making it intentional of who I want to like really stay connected with. And I'm thinking about also applying for student body president.
Oh, cool.
So that will probably also like... be a big part of next year as well.
Sure.
Of just being in that role, hopefully.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned church. What
mm-hmm.
do you think that will continue to look like? I'm sure you have friends and community there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm continuing to grow that, or
yeah.
will the ministries that you're a part of continue?
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to continue serving at my church as well.
Sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Definitely.
Mm. Yeah. So great.
Cool. Maddie.
Yes.
You're really cool. And we're really glad that we got to sit down with you and spend some time getting to know you.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we can be praying for you for the rest of the year? Maybe those listening can lift you up as well. Is there any prayer requests you might have?
I think I've been thinking about like college, and I've always kind of had the decision of where I'm going to go. And I think maybe just for me to keep myself open as well to other options, like not just holding myself down to this one option, which is an amazing option. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just kind of making, cause I'm kind of a person just like to have a plan and then just like go for it. And so I think, yeah, just that I can keep my heart open and my mind open also just like for other plans that God has for me. And it might be this school, but also that it could also, that I'm also okay with it being another school or another opportunity that I have. Yeah. That's probably just the biggest one.
Can I pray for you right now?
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Father, thank you for this time with Maddie. And thank you for her heart to serve you, to follow you, to walk with you. God, we know you're faithful. We know that you will guide her, and that you will continue to grow her and teach her in the way that she should go. And we thank you for her presence here on campus, the light that she is for you among this community. And we pray that as you mold and shape her and prepare her for life after BFA in a year and a half, God, would you just show her all the ways that all the plans that you have for her. We just thank you that this is not just a singular story with Maddie, but that you bring so many students here to BFA to be prepared to impact the world for you. So thank you that we can just see a small example of that in Maddie, and pray that you bless her today as she continues to get over jet lag, and you just give her strength. And thanks again for this time. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, Maddie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is made possible by the generous supporters all around the world who enable each staff member to serve here. If you want to learn more, please visit our website at bfacademy.de or follow along on Instagram and Facebook at Black Forest Academy. You can find links in the description of this episode.
The BFA Life podcast is brought to you by BFA Communications, and the music is provided by Emma Worthy, class of 2020.
We hope that through this podcast you've received a glimpse into what God is doing through our families, staff, and students as they influence their world for Christ.